This is Rena Greenberg, and I've been doing health and wellness now for over 30 years. And my newest book is CBD for Health and Wellness, Questions You Should Be Asking. And for a limited time, I'm offering that book free because I want to get the information out to people. I feel like it's really neat, very timely.
Talking today with Rena Greenberg about CBD. There's so much confusion about what it is. What is it, and why do people still think it has something to do with pot?
Because they both come from the cannabis plant. Pot, marijuana, which is now also known as medical marijuana, has in it THC. And what the THC does is, even though there's been a lot of research that it can be very valuable medically, but it also has a psychoactive a component and gets you high. And for many people, that's an issue, not wanting to get high on a daily basis. So the wonderful gift from this plant, the cannabis plant, is CBD, which stands for cannabidiol. And scientists have found that cannabidiol has the bulk of the medicinal components in the plant. And the beauty is, it doesn't get you high.
What do you look for when you're purchasing CBD?
So many people have jumped into the market because it's like the new craze, CBD. And It really requires a lot of education. And so the reason I wrote my book, CBD for Health and Wellness, Questions You Should Be Asking, and I'm offering it free for a limited time, is because there is a lot to learn, to know, so that you make sure you're getting actual real CBD. And the first thing you want to make sure of is that you're getting CBD and not just plain old hemp seed oil. Because there's a big confusion between the word hemp and CBD, because all CBD is hemp. CBD comes from what's known as industrial hemp plant. Mm-hmm. However, hemp could also just be hemp seed oil, just coming from the seeds with no medicinal value. And I see that a lot, where a bottle may be labeled hemp and people don't know. They think it's CBD, especially on Amazon, where sellers are not allowed to sell CBD. So everything's hemp, but people don't know that it's not. They think they're buying CBD.
Oh, so everything on Amazon is not the real thing.
Well, unless it's snuck by, You know, it could go either way. I mean, Amazon, you signed a terms and agreement. I know, because I have a store on Amazon, and their terms and agreements include absolutely no CBD, no cannabinoids, no terpenes. So one of two things: either someone is selling CBD and it's snuck by the review board, or they are literally just selling hemp seed oil, because that's what they are affirming to Amazon. So it's very confusing and misleading, unfortunately, at the time, until the laws change.
What does the packaging say if you're getting the real thing?
Well, if it's labeled correctly, you'll see a potency of the amount of CBD in the bottle. For example, 300 milligrams, 600 milligrams, 1500 milligrams. The potency, it's the strength of the CBD in the bottle. And in order to ensure that's accurate, you would like a label to have a QR code. And that QR code should lead directly to a third-party test, a certificate of analysis. And it should come from an accredited laboratory that you can research and see that this is an accredited laboratory. You should be able to compare and make sure that the amount of CBD it says on the bottle, that potency, is exactly what the third-party testing is affirming. So that's one of the first things you want to look for.
And what about reference to hemp? Should you see anything that about hemp or hemp seed on the packaging?
Some products, like on Amazon, where they'll just be honest, and the product will be labeled as hemp seed oil. Okay. And there's nothing wrong. I mean, hemp seed oil is a great oil, you know, like olive oil, like grape seed oil. So it's a good oil. But at least then you know exactly what you're getting. A bottle of CBD could say hemp extract. So if it's a full spectrum CBD, now we're getting into the full spectrum, which is one of the questions you were saying. Well, how do you know it's good CBD? Full spectrum means it's from the whole plant, the entire plant. It has all the cannabinoids and the terpenes and the flavonoids. And scientists have told us that this is what makes it medicinal. It allows for what's known as the entourage effect, where the whole plant is greater than the sum of its parts. So that's something you'd want to look for on the label. And if it is full spectrum, then you should see on the label where it'll say hemp extract, a certain percentage, and how much CBD. It should have both. So you asked about the word hemp. It has both the word hemp extract and the word CBD. Then you know that most likely it is real CBD.
What CBD products do you see out there that make sense to you and that can help? And how do you use them for optimal results?
So in the book, CBD for Health and Wellness, Questions You Should Be Asking, and again, it's a free book for a limited time. I have pictures of labels so that people can see exactly what to look for. Mm-hmm. Even really some of the bigger CBD companies, you can see that there are some questions about the labels. For example, when the math doesn't add up, it's important to know what to look for. But when you find a reputable CBD company, first of all, you want to know where the CBD is grown. You're saying, how do you know it's a good company? Well, you want to know for sure that it is grown in the USA and preferably in a state that really has good organic farming regulations, like Colorado. Okay. Other states also have good farming regulations. For example, Oregon does. But the issue there is, unfortunately, mold. Because it's such a damp climate, there could have been mold on the bunk hemp out of which your CBD was made. And unless you see the certificate of analysis for the bulk hemp, which a manufacturer should have on their website, you would never even know that there may have been mold on the product. So you want to make sure it's grown in a state that has the good farming, the really strict farming regulation. And the reason why is because hemp is such an amazing plant. But one of the qualities it has is that it actually pulls everything, nutrients and toxins, everything out of the soil, out of the environment.
Let's get into CBD products. What kind of products are there out there with CBD in it?
What has been incredibly successful for people who are in pain, and that my heart goes out to, having been in health and wellness for 30 years, mostly helping people to stop smoking and lose weight, but I realize that one of the underlying factors with addiction is pain. People are in physical, also mental and emotional pain, but because of the physical pain, really my most popular product is the 1,000 milligram CBD pain relief cream, and it's just amazing how you just put it on topically. So it's a wonderful product for people who maybe don't want to take it orally just yet. Maybe they're not ready for that, and they'll put it on topically and feel incredible relief. All kind of knee pain, hip pain, arthritic pain. My mother's 94 years old, and so I get calls from her all the time where she'll say, oh, I put it on for a pain in my foot or something in my neck and something that just popped up. And so that's a real blessing, is CBD topical cream, if it's a really high quality cream for pain.
And you mentioned orally.
Yeah, CBD orally. So the most common oral CBD are tinctures. Also created a product called CBD Super Cider, and that is an herbal formula of other CBD blended with other cannabinoids. Now, CBD is the strongest plant cannabinoid, but there are others. For example, cinnamon, nutmeg, black pepper, turmeric, and those are some of the strongest plant cannabinoids. And so I've created a formula with the 7 strongest plant cannabinoids plus CBD in a base of organic apple cider vinegar and pure cherry concentrate. It just sort of activates that healing response.
You mentioned tincture. What is that?
A tincture, you've seen them, Pat, because there are many, many different types of tinctures, not just CBD, but generally come in a 1 or 2 ounce glass bottle with a dropper. And then you would see a potency on the bottle.
I was going to ask if that's more concentrated.
It is concentrated, Pat. That's a great question. It absolutely is concentrated, but again, depending on the potency. So it could be up to 1,500 milligrams CBD. Sometimes you'll see CBD tincture bottles and they'll say something like 3,000 milligrams CBD or 40, you know, ridiculously high numbers. And that is a red flag that it is literally spiked with isolate, meaning that it's no longer full spectrum because you really can't go higher than, let's say, 1,500 milligrams. It's pretty much at the top end when it's full spectrum, when it's the whole plant. And if it's higher than that, it's very likely that someone just took that chemical, that isolated compound from the plant, isolate. And this can be problematic because a lot of isolate is synthetic, just created in a lab. But even if it actually comes from the plant, because it's just isolated, it does not have the same healing effect as the full spectrum.
How do you like to use it? On the tongue? In food? Does it matter?
It does matter. That is another really important point, because taking a tincture under the tongue and swishing it around in the mouth is the best way for it to get absorbed in the body. Mm. You know, a lot of people now are talking about gummies, and I have a bit of an issue with gummies. And I'm not an advocate, a strong advocate of gummies. Some people really swear by them. But the problem I see, first of all, it's not a good delivery system. And also, it's going to have, read the label. Gummies are going to have either sugars or natural flavors, some kind of flavoring, some kind of chemicals. And as someone who has helped thousands of people to lose weight over several decades, I see what happens for a lot of people when they're still putting those flavors and chemicals and sugars into their body. They're always going to want more. And so I'm a real purist. And So the tincture, I think, is one of the purest ways, if it's a high quality tincture. And that's what you want to make sure. And that's why I have those diagrams of the labels in the free book, so people can really make sure they're getting a good product.
What initially made me want to talk to you is the connection between CBD and weight loss.
Yeah, there is some science to show that people who are taking CBD on a regular basis are able to also drop weight. And this is particularly so when the CBD is blended with other nutrients that assist. So that was actually one of my greatest motivations when I first created CBD Super Cider, which is the CBD that I mentioned is blended with the other cannabinoid herbs, as well as organic apple cider vinegar and pure cherry concentrate. Because what I'm finding based on my own research and my feedback from my clients is that formula, when taken, and that's taken just as a shot, just kind of drink it down like a tablespoon once or twice a day. And people say that it really helps cut the cravings for the sugars, the carbs, the processed foods. So it's just going to make it that much easier. So you're not fighting against those cravings.
What does it taste like?
And, people say it tastes great. And I kind of chuckle because I say tastes great, but not like Kool-Aid. It tastes really great for an herbal formula. But Pat, one of the things I'm most proud of is that it's the only sweetener is the pure cherry concentrate. So it's the pure cherries really picked from the farm in Washington State. They have a great contract manufacturing lab in rural Oregon where all the herbs are just grown organically and literally picked out there. So it's so fresh and pure because that's so important these days.
Just recently I heard that CBD can be used for pets to calm pets down.
Yes.
Have you heard that?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I actually have a pet formula. I get the most amazing feedback. Yeah. I hear so many wonderful stories. A woman recently told me she just takes in rescue dogs. She said there was one that was so skittish and just very difficult to manage. And if ever there was a loud sound, I mean, forget about it. 4th of July, it was just the CBD. She said, amazing. Just calm that little dog down. And wonderful to hear the story.
What kind of product do you use on pets? Is it a cream?
No, you absolutely do not want to use a cream. And I actually had a customer the other day that came and said she wanted to, she was using the cream herself with amazing results, wanted to put it on her dog. And I was so glad she mentioned it because I said, you have to be careful because the dog is going to lick, prevent the dog from licking it. Of course, you can't do that.
You can't.
So, no. Animals are very sensitive, but they also have this endocannabinoid system. So they respond beautifully to CBD. So you want to make sure that, but it really is just totally pure because they're going to be sensitive. You don't want to include flavors and chemicals. So just, for example, my pet formula is just 300 milligrams CBD full spectrum in medium chain triglyceride oil, and that's it. And you just put a few drops based on the weight of the animal, the dog or cat, in the food bowl, and the animal eats it no problem, and then starts to get the release. If absolutely want to put it on topically just because of pain issues that your dog or cat is suffering, then again, want to just use the oil, the CBD oil with no other ingredients in it, just to be safe for your little furry friend. It's just such a pleasure, an honor to be on your show. I just want to tell people really where they can get the free book.
Please.
Especially for a limited time. I just want, again, people to get the information. So if they are struggling with pain or anxiety or not sleeping, they can get relief, but not get ripped off, because good CBD is expensive. They want to make sure you're getting the real thing. My book is available at renasorganic.com. That's R-E-N-A-S, and then the word organic.com. And you find the book right there, and you can just download it either as an EPUB or PDF. And it's CBD for health and wellness questions you should be asking, available at no cost at renasorganic.com.